We're doing Borer. We had discussed yesterday that Borer is only when you have two species. We discussed that even if you have burnt pieces of kugel and regular pieces of kugel, that would be two species. We discussed the white of the egg and the yellow of the egg being two species. If you have two chickens, one that's cooked sweet and one that's cooked sour, that's two species. Now we go on and we discuss mitoch ta'arovot. Borer is specifically when you take it out of a mixture. Kevan she'tachlit borer le'afrid ben haminim, being that the essence of borer is to discern between two types. In kvar mufradim lo shayach borer. If the two are separate already, then borer is irrelevant. V'haynu she'tzichim she'yu monachim b'irbuv. So they have to be placed together. Al ken, im echad min haminim munach kan. V'acher munach k'tzat rachok mimenu. What happens if the two are lying separately? So sometimes you have that. You come, let's say, you have a bowl with nuts. And on the side, you see a bunch of raisins. So if you want one and not the other, you don't have borer by moving one and not the other. Kivan shekvar hem mevurarim lo sheyach b'lkichatam isur borer. So let's say your kids are, it's a choking hazard for them to eat raisins. So then it's okay if you take away the raisins. Even though ordinarily we would say taking away the psolet, the thing that's undesirable, is prohibited. In this instance, being that they're in a cluster on the side, so you can take them away, and that's not a prohibition of borer, because it has to be from a tarovis, from a mixture. Okay, another example would be, let's say you have meat and gravy. Okay? Or let's say you have a piece, a chunk, or let's say an orange sitting in jello or in some kind of other liquid. He gives another example, a piece of fish or meat sitting in gravy. Or you have an egg in water. So then you could do whatever you want. You want to pour out the water and hold on to the egg. You want to pour out the gravy and hold on to the meat. Doesn't matter. Being that you can obviously discern between the two. It's very obvious where the solid is, where the liquid is. They're separate, they're not together. So then that's not called borer. So let's say Shabbos morning, you want to put your chicken up on the plata, and you don't want there to be gravy, because it has to be yavesh, it has to be dry, it cannot be lach. There's nothing wrong with spooning out the liquid from the tin in order to have a dry tin so that you can put the chicken on the plata to reheat on Shabbos.
If you put the chicken on the plata from the fridge the way it came off in the night and it makes some gravy, that's a problem.
We'll talk about it. We'll get there. That was just an example of where we can encounter it. Umikol makom rakim nikarim etev nemra lacha zot. This is only when you can clearly see the difference. So let's say you have on your table, you have a fruit bowl, and you have a melon and two apples. It's very obvious. There's no borer there. You see the melon, you see the two apples. What happens if you have green grapes and red grapes and cherries? So that could get a little trickier. There you might run into borer, just like if you had chocolates mixed, raisin-covered chocolates and peanut-covered chocolates. Yeah, if you look closely, you could discern between the two. But let's say you don't like the raisin-covered chocolates. You would not be allowed to pull out the raisin-covered chocolates from the mixture because they look very similar. Okay, so it has to be that it's very distinct and noticeable, the difference between the two. And that's generally when the things are a little bit big. But let's say they're small, M&Ms. It's not so easy to discern one from the other. Let's say you have peanuts and peanut shells. That's a little bit harder to discern. Nechshavim uravim. Then it's considered like a mixture. V'shayach borer, and then borer is relevant. Al ken atzur lo tzi zvuv shenafal letoch mashkeh. That's why if a fly dives into your soup or into your drink, you can't just take out the fly. V'av shayal anu ledamot ledin shechatichat basar hudag berotev. Even though you'll tell me, hey, you just said a meat in gravy or a fish in gravy, you can take it out. So why is the fly any different? Shegam kan nikar hazvuv latzmo. You look at the cup, you see the fly separately. Kfarskimu b'zeh chazal shemtoch katnuto lo nikar itev. But our sages say that being that it's small, it's not so easily discernible. V'nechshav kimorav, and then it's considered like it's mixed in. Guys, you know where this is relevant. I don't know if you have this here in the lunchroom, but in the heat of the summer, very often you have flies that come shooting into the tchina. It's very common. Now, if your tchina has all kinds of other little pieces, it's not so easily discernible. In our house, we don't open the windows Friday afternoon. Usually the twilight time is the time that they love coming in, and they get through the nets. So we keep our windows closed during that time, Suda Shlishit and the Friday evening meal. You'll see. I assume they have them in the lunchroom here too. Oh, so we said, technically, you could take a spoonful of tchina with the fly or a spoonful of the soup, right? But if you're eating, you don't want to spend your meal taking spoonfuls of tchina or soup out. You could, yeah, that you could do, no problem. Right?
So that's
so that's the conclusion he says here. That's why you cannot take out the fly alone, only if you take some of the liquid together with the fly, because then you didn't do borer. You took out food with the waste. But you separated food and waste from food. You didn't separate just the waste. You didn't take out just the fly. You took out the fly with some of the food. So then that's not borer. That would be okay, because you didn't create a distinct separation here. And then you take that and you pour it out. You pour the fly out. Tough.